Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Liverpool have fallen by 3-1 to Brentford. Mad. What a mad, mad game of football. And it is finally over. Liverpool
shite.
Went in 2 goals down at half time. Had a goal disallowed, got a goal back, played better football, but ultimately so far off what was required. An absolute shocker of an afternoon for Ibu Konate. Ultimately a bad one all round for Liverpool. Virgil van Dijk off injured. Yeah, Chris, I've got to do the final word tomorrow, and I think on that I'll have time to breathe and consider it all. So I don't really want to go, well, it could have been X, Y, and Z. That tells me everything I already knew about Liverpool, but I was hoping wasn't true anymore after the break. Was that I was hoping that it was just something sticky form, something needed adjusting, and we could get back on it with a nice bit of rest and a bit of tactical work in the mid-season. That's not the case. This is Liverpool's level, and Liverpool's level is they're going to win 3 or 4 games. They're probably going to lose 1 or 2 here and there. The idea of us going on a 10-15 game unbeaten, let alone winning run, is not what this side is not capable of that. So we're going to have, unfortunately, to buckle in, because this, I remember this, it's been a long time since we've been this, but this is what it looks like, a team who's just as likely to finish 5th or 6th as they are to finish 4th. This is what a team like that plays like.
Yeah, and the warning signs have been there all season, haven't they? You know, it was frustrating me a couple of months ago when everyone was saying we're going to go on a 10-game win streak. It's like, that wasn't this season's side. It just wasn't. They're not shown that in any way, shape or form. And you know, even after the win against Leicester and stuff the other day, we were crap. Like, it was never good enough what they were doing, and it wasn't good enough what they've done there tonight, is it? You know, we've injected some energy into the performance at half-time, so there's a bright spark there in that Naby Keita looks like Naby Keita again, but how long that will last, you know, it's like a fiver's worth of petrol. It's not going to get you very far. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just fucking, it's good while it lasts.
Yeah.
You're absolutely spot on. We're not good enough. We're not in a title race. We're very much not the favourite in a race for 4th.
Yes, I agree with that.
And that's where we are.
No, it's shocking. And, you know, it's one of those things where, look, I'm sure we could do a big thing here. We can go back to the long-standing causes and reasons for it. But I don't know. I still look at the team that was there. Look, Brentford are fine. I don't want to be massively disrespectful to Brentford, because they gave us a good team game last season, and that our team last season nearly won every trophy there was to win. This time around we're worse, and yes they're missing Tony as well, but they've got a great game plan. They enacted it absolutely spectacularly, and we shot ourselves in the foot a bunch of times, which hurt what we were trying to do in addition to that. But yeah, we were crap, and on the day there wasn't enough being of lads. There wasn't enough intelligence on the pitch. There wasn't enough bravery on the pitch. And it was noticeable, because, look, Naby Keita's a terrific footballer when he's fit and available. But he was miles better than what we had on the pitch up until that point. There were a couple of standouts. I'm sure we'll come to them. But, you know, it was just...
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Flat and devoid of ideas, and unfortunately, the first half, we had a couple of opportunities. If you take them, it's different. But when you don't, we can't afford to not take our chances at the moment. But again, that's because we're a team that's sixth in the league, and rightly sixth in the league as well. We are exactly where we should be. That we're playing at a Europa League level of football at the moment. We've got players. We've got top quality players. Individual brilliance can get us out of trouble. But as far as a unified team, we're miles off it.
Yeah, we are. And we've had this so many times over the course. Well, we've been watching the game together over the last 20 years plus. You know, you can beat any team on your day, and this Liverpool side can beat any team on your day, but you can't do it consistently every single week, and that's where we're at now, isn't it? You know, we've got to hope we have a day against Real Madrid when the Champions League rolls around, or a couple of days against Real Madrid, because anything less than our absolute best isn't going to get us through anymore. That's what it feels like at the moment. The games are coming thick and fast. There's absolutely nowhere to hide for Jurgen Klopp, as well as the players right now, because quite frankly, I think he might have started the wrong side there, to be honest with you. Started the wrong midfield, started the wrong probably defenders. You know, the fact that he has to then use Robbo, I know there's obviously picks up that injury, wants to rest him and stuff, but you know, we looked so much better for having Joel Matip in there. But we all said going into the game that Konate is probably a better fit for Brentford, etc.
He's had a bad game there, he has. He made a bad mistake, and you're right. You know, ultimately, it's a bit soft and it's a bit unlucky. But when you go down like that, and the way you go down without being booted, you're not going to get those. Not going to get those decisions.
We've been saying it, haven't we, all season? Everybody's been saying it. Who's a Liverpool fan? Who knows a fucking Liverpool fan? We need a midfielder. No, we don't. We need a new midfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what we need. Like, you know what I mean? There's just no fucking energy there.
You just need, you're right. And that's where we're at. Because at the moment, again, no Jordan Henderson available for that one. I mean, it's concussion. So you can't legislate for that kind of thing. But you can see, because
not
much,
the answer though, Jordan.
No.
Anymore.
But what I mean, part of a wider point is that you're now left with Curtis Jones, Carvalho and Elliot as your choices. You were all I think they're all quite special young footballers in their own way, but none of them, Naby Keita's better than all of them.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Naby Keita shows that's the level. He is of the level to play in Liverpool's midfield. You just can't guarantee that he'll play more than two games back to back. And that's where we're at, and that's where the oversight has been, you know, tremendously showing in our recruitment policy, is that we're relying on Jordan Henderson still, and we're relying on Naby Keita still, and everyone else is
Ox,
we kind of know
still.
Ox had it, you said it before, fine in the first half, he was better in the second, gets the goal, so you know, done more than anyone else did on the pitch for us tonight. But he's a sub, that's what he is. You know, he's a squad player at best. That's not to be relied upon. You know, that's great when you are bringing a lad like that in to rest someone deliberately
to you.
and he's adding the third goal in a win. Or you go, you're giving a good player half off or a game off because everything's going into your plan. He's playing because of deficiencies elsewhere and injury problems and all those kind of stuff. And that's where we're at, you know. And it's fucking painful.
Yeah, look, everyone knows we need midfielders, but like I strongly think without midfielders, we can't play the formation that we're playing at the moment because we don't have the legs to be able to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Jordan Henderson has the legs to be able to play in midfield in the eight in the way that he did 2 or 3 years ago. Naby Keita doesn't have the ability to stay on the pitch long enough over a course of a few games to be able to play that position. Thiago probably doesn't have the drive forwards that we need at times. There's a couple there where he did a couple of really great runs and he was good today. Thiago, I felt again, probably not as good in defensive transitions, but I think the ball was being played over the top of him and Fabinho. But like sometimes you just need him to go and be the extra man because he's so good with the ball at his feet. But he knows if he goes forwards, I don't think he can get back, to be honest with you. And I get that impression with Jordan as well.
Mm.
Now, Fabinho obviously did have that, was able to get forwards.
I thought
and
it was
do
really
a little
good.
Bit of something.
In fact, you know what? We'll save this for the instant match because it's a bit more for this. Do you want to just run us through the stats? But I want to talk about Fabinho, by the way, because I thought his performance was excellent.
Yeah, I'll just get the stats up now on the old iPad. So we had 73% of the ball. We actually won the XG battle, yippee. 16 shots to their 10, 6 on target. They had 7 on target. 3 off target, 2 off target, 7 blocked shots for us, 1 for them. We had 9 corners, they had 4. Feels like they had something basically disallowed off every one of them, 4 corners. I don't know whether that was true. Darwin Nunes had 4 offsides. Sorry, Liverpool had 4 offsides. and we created 3 big chances and missed 2. They created 4 big chances and missed 3. Again, story of the or tale of the tape, I suppose, yep. Has been we concede too many big chances.
Yep.
And we don't score enough of ours.
Yes. There you go. In a nutshell, what's wrong with Liverpool is that. And, you know, little notes of encouragement, as I say. I thought it was a good performance with Fabinho. We're going to need good performances from Fabinho because he is our prime age midfielder. And that, again, that's the thing about you bring in Naby on, who isn't old and isn't like broken down. You know, he gets injured.
He's weathered.
Yeah, no, but this is the point. Naby gets injured. But when he plays,
boss.
He never plays like a lad who's had loads of injuries. Mad. He plays like a lad with loads of pace and dynamism and skill and football brain and vision. But anyway, the Darwin Nunes, the disallowed goal, for all the people who are a little concerned about his finishing and stuff, look, ultimately he's offside, so he should never be allowed to even take the shot on, of course, by the whole rules of the game. I thought the finish was brilliant, which shows that it's actually... He's got it the wrong way around. You know, he's been getting the other bit right and then missing. He's been onside and then missing the chances. This time he was offside and fucking scored it. Which again probably sums up the frustration more than anything else. But the way good performances within there, we'll talk more about them. If you need a little bit more help with this, if you just want to stay in the doldrums, then please feel free to turn off all of our shows for the rest of tonight. I won't blame you in any way, shape, or form. But I'm going to be doing your reactions on Fan Reaction Show coming up next. Chris will be doing player ratings, and then we'll be back doing instant match reaction over on Redman Plus, where we will talk through some of the bits that you know we're going to have to. Because as I say, the reality where Liverpool are is the reality where Liverpool are. We can wallow in it, which we'll do that anyway. We're all going to wallow in Liverpool not winning. That's what it's like to be a Liverpool fan or a football fan in general, I guess, though I can't speak to that. So we will talk about some of the little bits and pieces where Liverpool got it right and hopefully things that they can take and build from. Because Wolves next in the FA Cup and then Brighton and then Chelsea, I think, up and coming. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you so much. Come and give your reactions, members on YouTube and use the members only chat. All Club Legend Discorders can get comments in as well, and I'll see you all very, very soon up the shitty Reds. If you want more, an extra Red Men podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Red Men Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Red Men Plus directly in your Spotify app.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.